Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano and get a look at our tri-state forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. How's everything?
All right. Now, I can tell there's humidity is starting to pick up in the air. You know how I know?
No.
In my room, I've had my air conditioner on, but I've had it on. I've had it set on 72 degrees. Basically, it's just set as a fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Because didn't need air conditioning yesterday or last night, but I still like the fan noise when I'm in bed. What about midnight? Clunk. The condenser kicked in. And that meant that the room was getting a little humid. Mm. So somewhere around 11 or 12 o'clock, the humidity started to come up just a little bit, where it was enough to actually kick off the air conditioner at 72 degrees. Am I right about that or wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
All right.
The humidity is in. That could cause a shower, maybe even a thunder shower today. The chances get better tomorrow. 80 to 85 today, 70 tonight with a shower, thunder shower. And then tomorrow, a cool front comes out of the Great Lakes. Showers and thunderstorms will fire up in the middle 80s. Any of those storms could be gusty. Friday, a second front comes across the Great Lakes. Doesn't have as much moisture, but has the dry air. Sunny clouds, less humid, a straight thunderstorm in the lower 80s. And Saturday looks beautiful. 75 to 80. Sun, puffy clouds, and Sunday partly sunny with highs still near 80 degrees. So, boy, what a treat for August. The weekend.
I've lost my headphones.
Be beautiful. Yeah.
I lost my headphones for a second there, Pat.
Oh.
They're back.
Oh, good. How do you lose your head? Oh, they fall off your head.
No, they're wireless, and for some reason something interfered with the signal.
Oh.
I have no idea what it was, but it went...
Probably when I said it was going to be a beautiful weekend.
Probably, because my question was, on a Friday night, I'm going to be out there, of course, at the Sharon Playhouse. It's the opening of Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and we're going to be out there broadcasting live in between 6 and 8, as we always do. So it sounds like it's going to be a nice evening on Friday evening.
Yeah, if you get a straight thunderstorm, it's during the day Friday, not Friday night. So you should be fine. It'll be nice and cool.
Well, that's nice, because the sun shines right in on me, so it'll be nice. That's for Friday night, so we just have to get to there. So then, well, some possibly showers and thunderstorms today, but really tomorrow's the day for showers and rain and thunderstorms.
Yeah, and into tomorrow night with the cold front. That's that would be our focus right now. Right. And in the meantime... what can I tell you? Saturday, I worked my tail off at the lake.
Hey, I wanted to congratulate you
on
your prediction for the Yankees to hold off the game the other day.
Oh, thank you.
All the announcers were making fun of that, saying there's a weather delay, but we don't see much weather. They were talking about.
Oh, really?
And then all of a sudden. Boom, the downpour, which lasted for about 30-35 minutes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, good. I'm glad you told me that, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I was gonna email saying, way to go, Pat.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, they did well over the weekend, but they didn't have any weather problems. It was humid Saturday up at the lake. I was working at the studio. No AC, no fans. So I worked my tail off. Saturday night, we had storms, pretty heavy ones, about 10 o'clock at night up there. Did you have storms Saturday night?
We had storms Saturday, but what happened was they really pounded like the Sharon, Kent, and Eric, but they didn't. We just had Saturday night we had, but during the day, Sharon got pounded, and some areas got pounded with thunderstorms from like 2:30 on. That just didn't go anywhere. They just stayed and dumped water. And then everybody got showers and thunderstorms on Saturday night. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we had those. And, I'm so tired, Marshall. I'm thinking to myself, oh, brother. And I got to finish everything up on Sunday. So I hit the sack about 11:30. Guess what?
What?
I went to sleep at 4 a.m.
Oh, no.
I could not sleep, and I'm trying to figure out why. I brought my laptop up, so I watched 3 Abbott and Costello movies.
Oh, God.
Three. trying not to wake anybody up. The only thing different is that when I saw the new doctor on Friday, he wanted me to take fish oil capsules to bring down the triglycerides. And he said, take one at breakfast and one at dinner. And that was my second day taking these. And then I read on the internet Sunday that they could cause insomnia.
Well, there you go.
So I'm thinking that's what it was. So I slept from 4 to 7, got up, went to church, ran to Home Depot to get more stuff that I needed for the studio, came home to the cabin, went to the studio, worked there another 3 hours, came back around, I guess it must have been about 1 o'clock, and I was saying to the director, on our way home, let's stop at the old monastery. This is the building, Marsha, you may have heard me talk about, that used to be the home to Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey.
Yep.
It's called the monastery now, and it was up for sale. It's no longer up for sale. So I saw the signs down, and I said, let's stop by there and see if Brother George is still living there, because maybe we could use the outside to shoot our scenes for Hush Hush, because it's a run-down mansion, and it would be perfect. And also, he did have a beautiful library in there. We need a scene that includes a library. So he said, yeah, that's a good idea. So it's 2 o'clock, sitting there. I see a car pull up. You want to talk about an intervention here. I have no idea who it is, and I see somebody walking down the path toward the cabin, and lo and behold, it's Brother George. I have not seen him in over 3 years.
Wow.
Came to visit, told us that the monastery is no longer for sale. He's back living there. I asked him if he was still doing Mass. He said no. But, you know, he does. He said he has a prayer book of intentions. And a lot of people have been giving him intentions, and he prays, and blah, 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 you know. So I said to him, is it all right if we shoot outside? Yeah, when? I said, September. And I said, could we use the library, too? He goes, no problem, no problem. And then something hit me. I went inside. I got some money. I wrote on the paper, Shirley. And I said, Father, Brother George, do me a favor. Put this in your book of intentions. Here's a little donation. Please pray for my little girl while I'm away on vacation for 2 weeks, because she's going to be with our next door neighbor, Joan. And he said, I will do that. So I felt that that was pretty incredible that I was going to be stopping there. And all of a sudden, Brother George comes walking down the road. You want to tell me... that he didn't hear my wishes upstairs.
There you go. There you go. I don't know. I think you're connected.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, and you know what? I'm still nervous. I know Joan is the sweetest lady. She had a great dog. You know, the dog died a year ago. Knuckles was the name of her dog. And I know she'll be fine. I'm just a nervous wreck, that's all. I'm a nervous wreck for that, and I'm also a nervous wreck, you know, getting on the plane and going to Europe and with all this, you know, all this turmoil going on all over the place. But everybody keeps saying, just relax, you'll have a good time.
Nobody's going to blow up a plane going to Budapest.
No, I hope you're right.
I think you're safe. You better be safe.
I know.
We all count on you back here. Yeah.
So you're right. And, well, AJ's got his hands full for starting next week. So he'll be holding down the fort for the 2 weeks. And hopefully he won't have a rough time, but he'll see what it's like to work this shift.
Are we going to see any Facebook posts?
I doubt it. I doubt it highly. You mean... I could do it with my cell phone, right?
Yeah, your cell phone, yeah. Give us a little, every once in a while, just drop in a little highlight.
Yeah, yeah. Because to call back here to check with the family and, of course, Joe, with Shirley, I downloaded WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Because it's a free app, and it's free to text and make phone calls. So, but I also have Verizon. So if I have to use Verizon to get out, I have international call with Verizon. So I have that all set up too. Any other thing? Any other tips you could give me while traveling overseas?
Just enjoy yourself. I mean, once you're over there, you know, you should try to forget, except for Shirley, everything else.
Right.
I used to do that when I used to take one vacation a year back before we started this radio station, and it was for a month. I took the month of April off, and I went to Florida. I went to West Palm Beach, okay. And it gave me a solid month away from where I was, and then I came back and worked like crazy. But just, you know, just have a good time and don't worry about anything, you know?
It's not going to help, I know. It's just getting everything ready before you go.
Oh, that's the horrible thing. That's always,
yeah.
It's always, right.
Right. So, we'll get there, and that's it. I mean, weather-wise, as you can see, it's moving along just nice. You know, many places in New England had the hottest July ever on record.
Yes.
You realize that.
But we're all safe. There's peat fires in Alaska. We had the hottest summer, and nothing's wrong with the climate.
Okay. I was just going to say, right, exactly. So something's up somewhere. But I think Bradley had the most 90-degree days ever in the month of July.
Amazing. Well, buddy, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a nice day.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And guess what that means? That means it's time for me to say so long to all you folks out there who listen on Facebook Live and watch on Facebook Live. Monday through Friday, we're 6 to 7 a.m. on Facebook Live here on the Breakfast Club. See you folks tomorrow morning on Facebook Live. As we continue on the Robinhood Radio Network, streaming live on the internet at TuneIn and RobinhoodRadio.com, live on the Robinhood Radio Network and on your smart speaker.